Further investigation, which now morphs into informed guesswork, even wishful thinking, yields an Elizabethan high flyer, a godless poet, a homosexual, a secret agent, and finally, a name. The most famous playwright in Elizabethan England, Christopher Marlowe is still remembered for the lyrical rhetoric of, "Was this the face that launched a thousand ships?" and perhaps for revolutionising English theatre. Familiar to Shakespeare and his contemporaries as Kit, he is the author of poems like The Passionate Shepherd to His Love, and plays such as Dr. Faustus and The Jew of Malta. Yet, more than four centuries on, Marlowe and his work can seem as antique as oil paint on wood. This putative portrait is an image I grew up with. My father, Michael McCrum, was the senior tutor of Corpus Christi College when, in 1954, an undergraduate brought him some dusty pieces of scrap he'd rescued from a skip, an obscure picture of a young man in 16th-century dress, which he thought might be of interest. Since Marlowe was born in 1564, my father later recalled, the dates fitted, and the Latin motto seemed appropriate. So it was possible that this was a portrait of the playwright, an alumnus of the college. We took the picture to our resident medievalist, who insisted that it should be cleaned and restored.